Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, the mask and vaccine mandates continue. Not everywhere. Some of you lucky folk living in places like Texas and Florida and South Dakota don't have to deal with this nonsense anymore. Even some of the blue states are easing up, especially with an election year coming up. Here in California, it has become apparent to many, although it had always been apparent to a few, that this is only about power and never really was about safety. Yes, the virus is real. I get tired of having to repeat that, but people always assume extremes. The virus can be real. The exploitation of the virus can also be real. They are not mutually exclusive ideas. Yes, the virus is real. No, that is not what has been motivating our politicians. At the moment, California's monarch, the ever-benevolent, all-wise, all-knowing King Newsom, has relaxed the mandates, but only a bit. Just a bit. We've been through this before. We've seen the back and forth pattern. Establishments completely close down and or require masks for entry. Then they open up, somebody sneezes, and they close again. This is designed to never go back to normal. Let me say that again. This is designed to never go back to normal. They don't want to go back to normal. A state of emergency makes them feel like kids in a candy store. However, at the moment in California, public places no longer have to demand masks. But of course, the idea is still that if you walk in without a mask, you're on your honor to have been vaccinated. In public schools, teachers no longer have to wear masks anymore, but kids do. Go figure. Kids who have only a microscopic chance of getting the virus at all or getting seriously sick if they do get it, as if kids keep their masks on anyway. Who are we kidding? As if anybody can control that. First graders and kindergartners keeping their masks on all day, never taking them off to scratch or blow their noses or wipe their faces or throw the mask at another kid. And this pretends for a moment that the masks worked anyway, even if the kids really were in danger. But for establishments such as restaurants and theaters, the pattern up to now has been four steps backward and then one step forward, so that we might feel we are being offered some generous freedoms, freedoms that were never theirs to take away from us in the first place, but you're not supposed to think about that. How long will this go on? As long as people stand for it, my friend, as long as people stand for it. Do not look to our spineless, creepy, crawling politicians to do anything. The people can, the population can, they must. That is our only hope. Unfortunately, many people are still scared to death. They are still buying into this hook, line, and sinker. Why not? The government has succeeded in frightening them, and the narrative is disseminated over Pravda, otherwise known as NBC, CNN, PBS, The New York Times, and so many others. Still, far more have awakened in 2022 than had been awake early in 2020 when this nightmare began. But then, there are other problems that still remain. You see, waking up is only half the battle. Getting out of bed after you wake up and taking a stand is the only thing that will ultimately make a difference. How? How do we take this stand? Here's where people get caught in the quagmire because it gets overwhelming, it gets confusing, but perhaps today I can offer just a few very simple, extremely easy suggestions. First of all, you need to realize that just as deception is contagious and just as cowardice is contagious, courage is also contagious. If you personally take a stand, I guarantee someone near you, even a person who doesn't know you, will also take a stand. The next thing to remember is that not everybody needs to do the exact same thing or take the exact same actions. Important tasks can be overwhelming, and no one person can do everything, so don't try to do everything. Just do something. There is something you can do, maybe only something small, but if enough people do the small things and others do the big things, a lot can get done in concert. In the category of the big stuff, just imagine if for one day, every single person in the country, just for one day, said, today I will fly no plane or walk into any restaurant or attend any school or enter even one store or stay in any single hotel that requires a mask. If the entire country did that for just one day, just 24 hours, every single mask mandate would be lifted tomorrow. Okay. That won't happen. Not enough people will go along. It just won't happen. But it's always good to start by dreaming big. Because then we say, okay, well, that won't happen, but what can happen? And that leads to the small things. Here's a small thing. Just walk into an establishment without a mask. Just don't put the thing on. Truth is, even in California, most places aren't enforcing this nonsense anymore. Oh, sure, they all have the idiotic sign on the door, but owners and managers and clerks are tired of enforcing this and embarrassed to say anything. Just by walking in without a mask, and I know that in California they just lifted the mask mandate, but it's going to come back again. So just walk in when they do without a mask. Others will see people without masks, and they'll remove theirs as well. However, some places will still say something. You always have an eager beaver crusader or two, and then you have a choice. You can say, and say it nicely, I understand that you have to put that sign on the door, or you'll be closed down. I do understand that, and I do sympathize. But a lot of places aren't going beyond that. If you are going to make an issue of this, I will take my business elsewhere. It's just that simple. Or maybe you'll choose to comply, put your mask on when they ask, but let your disdain be known. Go ahead and put your mask on when they ask, but let them see quite clearly how much you disapprove. And while paying, when the computer screen at the fast food comes up asking for a tip, don't leave a tip. Press the no button. Let them see you press the no button. It's easy. Just press and presto! No tip. I'm serious. You're already giving them your business. You're already paying for your meal, and for that you're being rewarded with a mask mandate? They don't deserve a tip. Let them know they don't deserve it and deny it. Now, I realize that's unfair to the poor waitress or checker just trying to make a living. I get that. And I'm sorry. I really am. But they'll say something to the manager if they aren't getting tipped, believe me. And maybe the manager will do something. It needs to start somewhere, so it may as well start with you, and then it will move to them, and so on and so forth. Other ideas. Go online, get a list of public places that don't enforce mask mandates. Let the word get out. Give them your business. Reward their courage. Stand by their stand. Give only them your business. When leaving one establishment asking for a mask, make it known that you are aware of many competing establishments that don't ask for them. Money talks. These are just a few examples, but as you can see, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. And again, not everybody has to do exactly the same thing. But taking some kind of stand somewhere adds to the joint effort. Whatever you decide, I urge you to at least do something. Otherwise, we can look 5 years into the future with every citizen vaccinated, and they will still be insisting on masks. Mark my words, masks historically have been a sign of submission. It's an allure to our politician, an aphrodisiac to their power. They will not stop this. Never, as in never, not ever. Only you and others like you can stop this. You stop it yourself, or you live with it the rest of your life. That's your choice, my friend. That's your only choice. I'm Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.